Welcome back to the Deep Dive, the show that really tries to get you straight to the core of what's happening, cutting through all that digital noise.
And we've got a big one today.
We do. We're dissecting one of the most critical shifts in, well, online visibility, period.
Yeah.
You want to be informed, and you want to be informed quickly, right?
Of course.
Well, a new statistic shows that 60% of adults now say they use AI just to search for things.
Yeah, that number is... it's everything right now. It means consumer behavior hasn't just shifted. It's done a complete pivot.
A full pivot.
A full pivot. When people turn to AI tools, you know, Google's AI overview, ChatGPT, whatever,
yeah.
They're not looking for a list of links to click anymore. They want an answer.
Yeah.
An instant summarized answer.
And that creates this huge problem. I mean, a monumental problem for anyone who relies on traditional SEO. Search engine optimization?
Absolutely.
Because if the user gets the answer right there at the top of the screen or in a chatbot, then all your hard work on rankings,
yeah,
it suddenly matters a whole lot less.
It really does.
So our mission today is to define the solution. It's called LMM optimization,
yeah.
Or LMO.
And if you boil it all down, LMO is just the process of refining your entire digital presence so that the AI, the large language models, don't just find your content.
Right.
They have to trust it enough to actually reference you, to represent your brand accurately, and ideally to recommend you in their answers.
And this isn't just some passing trend. I mean, online visibility is the bedrock of business, right?
Right.
So LMO is moving super fast from being this like niche idea to an absolute must-have in any modern marketing strategy. You have to be seen as an authority by the AI.
Okay, let's just talk about the scale here, because the numbers, they're kind of astonishing. I mean, ChatGPT alone has something like 700 million weekly active users.
And that's a huge number, but the real story is how they're using it. Our sources show that nearly half, 49% of all messages are people asking questions.
Yeah, so they're not just using it for, you know, automating tasks. They're treating the AI like a trusted advisor, an encyclopedia. They're seeking real answers and insights, not just help drafting an email. This is about decision making.
That distinction is so crucial. It shows that the whole expectation is changing from searching for information to just receiving it. And that's spilling over into traditional search, too, with the AI summaries.
Exactly. Pew Research found that a massive 65% of U.S. adults are already seeing these AI summaries in their search results.
So it's already mainstream.
It's mainstream. And what's wild is the trust factor. 72% of those people find the information in those summaries at least somewhat useful.
72%.
Yeah.
So a huge majority aren't just seeing them, they're actually relying on them.
They are.
So if your business isn't in that summary, or worse, if a competitor is, You're basically invisible right at that key moment.
That's the undeniable takeaway. As AI takes over this role of summarizing and delivering information, companies that just cling to the old SEO playbook, they risk being completely bypassed. Visibility now means being quoted by the AI, not just clicked by the human.
That sets us up perfectly for the core comparison.
Yeah.
We have SEO, which has, I mean, it's ruled the digital world for decades, And now we have LMMO. So how do we draw a clean line between them?
It's a subtle difference, but it's profound. SEO is, at its heart, about competing for a high rank on a search results page.
That's SERP, yeah.
Right, the SERP. You're optimizing to get a click. LMO, on the other hand, is about optimizing for conversation, for citation. Mm. You want your brand mentioned, quoted, just visible inside the AI's actual answer.
So the goals are already different. What about the targets? Like, what are we actually optimizing on the website for each one?
With SEO, we all know the drill. It's keywords, site speed, backlinks, metadata. It's very technical, very focused on, like, frequency and signals.
Mm-hmm.
LMO targets something deeper. It's about the context of your content, its factual accuracy, its semantic relevance, and this is the big one, a structure that an AI can actually read and understand easily.
Which changes the whole content game, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, for years, SEO content has been so keyword-driven, just making sure certain phrases show up enough.
Precisely. LMMO demands a complete philosophical shift. It's not about keyword density. It's about information-rich, deeply factual content that's built for natural language understanding.
Okay, give me an analogy.
Think of it this way. SEO wants to win the race to the top of the page. LMMO wants to be the source material for the textbook summary that the page generates.
That's a powerful way to put it. So the key insight here is that LMO isn't killing SEO. It's a new layer on top of it. It's about building this deep authority and structure so the AI sees you as the go-to source for its answers.
And to earn that trust, you really have to try and think like an LLM. It's not like an old Google crawler that's just counting keywords or looking at links.
Mm-hmm.
An LLM cares about semantic clarity. It wants to know the relationships between the ideas on your page.
So if it's not just hunting for keywords, what exactly is the AI looking for when it analyzes a web page? How does it decide who's an authority?
It's mapping what our sources are calling relational entities. So imagine the AI is building this giant internal map of all knowledge.
Okay.
Every concept, product, or name you mention is a little node on that map. And your text describes the lines connecting those nodes. It's not just seeing the phrase electric car. It's mapping the relationship between electric car and battery range and charging speed and Tesla Model Y.
Which means that messy, disorganized content, even if it has all the right keywords, is basically useless to an LLM. It can't draw the map.
Absolutely. The organization and clarity are everything. The AI is interpreting meaning, tone, intent. It's checking for consistency. And it needs that structure, the headers, the lists, to understand the hierarchy of your ideas. And critically, it needs to know the information is current.
That freshness part is huge, right?
Yeah.
Because these models are trained on data that could be months or even a year old.
It is. So if I want an LLM to trust my content, I have to give it all these clear signals, the structure, the facts, the updates that prove my relational entities are accurate and trustworthy.
The goal then is to get beyond just having keywords on a page and really optimize for these contextual relationships and factual integrity.
That's it, exactly.
Okay, let's get practical. If we're all in on this shift to relational entities and conversational answers, what are, say, the five immediate steps we should be taking for LLM success?
Step one is the absolute foundation. Create authoritative content. You have to accept that LLMs are built to trust well-cited, comprehensive, evidence-based articles. It's no accident we're seeing huge growth for AI overviews in really sensitive fields like science and health.
Right, you mentioned health. If I search for a medical condition, the AI summary always seems to cite the Mayo Clinic. That's a source with decades of built-up authority. How does a smaller business compete with that in its own niche?
That's where EEAT comes into play. Experience, expertise, authority, and trust. You earn it by citing your own sources, having clear author bios that prove expertise, and making sure every claim you make is verifiable.
So it's not just about what you say, but proving who you are and why you're qualified to say it.
Exactly. If you're a digital marketing firm, your authority comes from publishing original case studies with transparent data, not just rewriting the latest industry news.
Got it. Credibility first. What's step two?
Step two is huge. Structure your content for machine readability. The LLM needs clear signposts. You have to use hierarchical headers H1, H2, H3, not just because they look nice, but to signal the relationship between your topics. Think of them like an index in a book for the AI.
And I'm guessing this is where things like bullet points and numbered lists are so important.
Oh, absolutely. Those formats are perfect for AI. They let it quickly pull out steps, benefits, or key details, which are ideal for those quick summaries. You should also add concise takeaways at the start and end of your articles, and always, always include an FAQ section.
Why an FAQ section specifically?
Because it perfectly mirrors the conversational, question-based style that LLMs are designed to answer.
Okay, on to step three. Optimize for conversational queries. This feels a bit counterintuitive after years of SEO training. We're supposed to write naturally.
It's a complete shift. LLMs are trained on how humans actually talk and ask questions, so your content needs to match that, not the stiff, short keywords we used to type into Google.
So instead of tax planning tips, you optimize for a full question, like, what are the most common tax deductions for small business owners?
Precisely. And that makes the People Also Ask section on Google an absolute goldmine for this. It literally shows you how people are phrasing their questions.
Great tip. Okay, step four.
Step four is strengthen relevance matching. This is a bit more advanced. It means your content has to align with the user's real intent. Are they just looking for information? Are they comparing options? Or are they ready to buy?
So if someone's comparing two types of software, I shouldn't just list the features. I need to give them a deep contextual comparison that solves their actual problem.
Yes. You have to craft content that anticipates the next question. If you sell hiking boots, don't just list the materials. Explain why certain materials are better for rocky trails versus muddy ones. You're giving the AI the context it needs to answer a complex query.
And finally, step five.
Keep your content up to date. This goes back to that freshness point. The newest information is often seen as the most authoritative by an AI, especially in fast-moving fields. If your content is great, but it's 3 years old, the AI is probably going to pass you over for a newer source.
So regular updates, new stats, new examples. It's about maintaining that authority over time.
It's constant maintenance to stay relevant in those generated results.
Okay, those five steps are a great framework for content. Now let's talk advanced tactics. Are there specific content formats that LLMs just seem to prefer because it's easier for them to, you know, pull out the information?
There definitely are. A few formats are highly favored. FAQs, like we said, are perfect. Direct question and answer. How-to guides or step-by-step tutorials are also great because they provide a logical sequence the AI can turn into instructions.
And I'd imagine listicles, too.
Listicles, for sure. They're highly scannable. And finally, putting explicit summaries or key takeaways boxes in your content really helps the AI generate those quick, concise overviews that users want.
So we've got the content structured, we've made it authoritative, we've picked a good format.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we handle the technical side? How do we make sure the AI bots can actually read it all?
This is where we get into technical optimization for machine readability, and it's non-negotiable. The number one tool in your toolbox here is schema markup.
For anyone who isn't familiar, break that down. What is schema, and why is it so vital for LMO?
Schema is basically structured data. It's extra code you add to your site's HTML that tells search engines and LLMs what your content means, not just what it says. You use specific types like article schema or FAQ schema to give the AI precise context. It's like putting labels on all the parts of an engine.
So it's basically giving the machine a cheat sheet that reinforces all those EAT signals we talked about.
Precisely. And you still need the basics, like impeccable metadata, clear titles and descriptions. And crawlability has to be perfect. Clean URLs, updated sitemaps, simple navigation. Don't make the AI work to find your great content.
And what about organizing the entire website?
That's where topic clusters are key. You want to organize related articles around a central pillar page. If you have 10 articles all linking back to a master guide on, say, sustainable financial planning, the AI sees you as a huge authority on that whole topic, which really increases your chances of being cited.
This whole framework, the content, the machine readability, the authority, this is what we can call generative engine optimization, or GEO.
Right. It's that final step, making sure all your LMO work actually shows up in an AI answer. And the rules for that can vary by platform. For Google's AI overviews, they're leaning heavily on EEAT, schema, and yes, still high quality backlinks to prove your authority.
And what about for a system like ChatGPT? Does it care about backlinks?
Less so. For ChatGPT and other chatbots, it's more about clear attribution and deep topical authority. And crucially, your content has to be easy for the crawlers to access. That means no login walls, no giant pop-up ads. If the AI can't easily read it, you will not cite it.
We've covered the whole roadmap, but avoiding the mistakes is often just as important. What are the most common LLMO pitfalls you see businesses falling into right now?
The biggest mistake, number one, is writing only for humans. You have to find that balance. Your writing needs to be engaging and natural, of course, but you can't ignore the clear structure and factual organization that the AI needs to interpret it.
And I'm guessing the second biggest mistake has to do with that credibility piece.
Oh, absolutely. Using inaccurate or unverifiable information is a fatal flaw in the LLM era. These models are designed to spot inconsistencies across the web. Bad data won't just get you ignored. It will actively damage your site's credibility in the AI's eyes.
That makes sense. If an AI cites an unreliable fact from your site, it hurts its own credibility.
Right. And two other quick ones. Failing to monitor your performance, you have to actively check to see if and how you're being cited in AI results. If you don't watch the output, you can't possibly refine the input.
And the last one.
Treating this like it's just new SEO. It's not. It's a related but very distinct practice. It requires its own strategy focused on semantic relevance and authority, not just keywords and links.
So to summarize the big takeaway for you, LMO creates this really powerful synergy with SEO. If you do it right, you'll still perform well in traditional search, but you'll also be visible and quotable to these powerful AI models. And this isn't a future thing. Consumers are using AI to make buying decisions right now. The time to adapt is over.
The game has really changed. It's shifted from optimizing for clicks to optimizing for authority through citation.
And this is where it gets really, well, it's a bit of a mind bender, and it's the thought we want to leave you with. Since LMO success is measured by mentions and citations in AI answers, not by traditional things like clicks or traffic, how will this force businesses to completely redefine what digital success even means? If the user gets the perfect answer without ever visiting your website, what is the value of that impression? Something to think about as you start building your authority in the age of the LLM.